Sir, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chairman. First of all, allow me to congratulate you on your election and assure you of the full support of our delegation. Allow me also to commend you for the efforts that you have made to prepare for the November activities under the Convention. The Republic of Belarus has been a conscientious party to the CCW since 1981. And also all of the additional protocols and amendments to Article 1 of the Convention. We see the Convention as one of the most relevant, authoritative, and necessary international treaties, establishing realistic and universally applicable standards, both in the sphere of international security, disarmament, and arms control, and also in the sphere of international humanitarian law. Belarus, on a regular basis and in good time, provides reports on its implementation of its obligations under amended Protocol 2 and Protocol 5, and also provides annual information under the compliance mechanism of the Convention. The implementation mechanisms are working effectively, making it possible to work successfully and effectively to implement Belarus's CCW obligations. In 2017 alone, mine clearance units neutralized 41,664 ERWs left after the First and Second World Wars. In total, since 1944, we have identified and disposed of more than 27 million pieces of unexploded ordnance. A landmark of 2017 was the conclusion of the elimination of stocks of anti-personnel mines. In total, in implementing its international obligations, 295,536 TNT anti-personnel mines were destroyed, along with 3,357,788 PFM1 type mines. Concerning successes, it should be pointed out that international technical assistance has played an important role in mine clearance, outfitting demining groups, and destroying UXO. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the delegations of India and the European Union for their support provided to Belarus. At the same time, the need for assistance, including equipment and personnel for mine clearance, continues to be a pressing challenge for Belarus. The Republic of Belarus welcomes efforts to universalize the CCW and its protocols. We have achieved some successes, as is shown by the increasing number of parties to the CCW and to the protocols to the Convention. At the same time, many states that produce and possess weapons remain outside the Convention and its protocols, as well as states from post-conflict regions and sub-regions that face problems of anti-personnel mines and explosive remnants of war. We are convinced that states, regional, intergovernmental, and non-governmental organizations must continue their efforts in their respective regions to promote universalization. The delegation of the Republic of Belarus is also ready to support constructive proposals aimed at improving the implementation of the provisions of the Convention and the additional protocols. In this respect, I would like to thank the chair countries for Protocol 5 and amended Protocol 2 and the ISU for their effective work. Allow me also to thank Ambassador Gill of India for his work as the chair of the Group of Governmental Experts on Lethal Autonomous Weapons Systems. We highly value both the organization of the work and the balanced approach to considering laws-related issues. And we are ready to support Ambassador Gill in further discussions of this issue. Turning to mines other than anti-personnel mines, our delegation continues to have concerns over the fact that such munitions are chiefly exclusively defensive and are seen as a means to defend state sovereignty and territorial integrity, and their use is based on substantive security interests. Considering the specific nature of these munitions, and in order to minimize potential humanitarian concerns, we feel it appropriate to focus our primary efforts on the clearance of territory as stipulated in Protocol 5 to the CCW. We understand the difficulties faced by some states in paying their contributions under the CCW. At the same time, we think that the situation where parts of meetings are cancelled for financial reasons should be an exception, and we hope that this is not going to grow into being a rule. We welcome the adoption of measures aimed at making financial savings when organizing CCW activities in the future. Thank you for your attention.